Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. On Tuesdays, we catch up with WNYC planning editor Kate Hines to hear what the newsroom is working on. We call it Kate Has a Plan. Kate, is a very busy day, so thank you so much for taking the time. I know you guys are working on so many different stories at once. First, let's talk about Tropical Storm Isaias hitting New York. What is the latest?
Well, it's here. The wind and the rain are bearing down on us. The highest winds are forecast for right about now through 2 o'clock, but the tornado watch is in effect in our area through 4 p.m. And, of course, watch means be careful and watchful. Tornado warning is when we will break into air and say, you know, this specific area needs to take cover now. So we're keeping an eye on that. And you heard Brian Lehrer actually did broadcast a tornado warning for Monmouth County, New Jersey earlier this morning. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're hearing reports of power outages in New Jersey. We know that the Staten Island Ferry is going to cease operation for a period of time this afternoon. From what our understanding is, this is a quick-moving storm, so the danger here is mostly from wind and down power lines. There will be localized flooding in some area, but, you know, yesterday the city was saying something like, you know, Lower Manhattan is preparing for a possible storm surge of 1 to 2 feet. By comparison, Sandy caused a surge of up to 14 feet because that was a huge, slow-moving storm. So we're keeping an eye.
What's some of the guidance given the high winds and the rains?
Don't go outside if you can avoid it. If you must travel, don't do it with a tractor trailer or a motorcycle, and know that there's going to be a lot of speed restrictions in effect on the roads. Don't be alarmed if you're in the subway system and you see waterfalls pouring from the ceiling. You know, the MTA is like, we know that that happens. That's a function of the New York City sewer system and not us. And you see that in rain events anyway. If you are driving, make sure that you do not drive through puddles that, you know, look like they could be deep, but you're not really sure how deep and you're going to test it just by driving through. Don't do that. And if there is a tornado warning broadcast in your area, stay away from the windows and make sure you get inside.
And also, if you have like a patio or anything, make sure the furniture.
Yes, secure all your furniture. Umbrellas outside. Don't leave anything out that can be blown around.
Okay.
And don't swim. City beaches are closed today, obviously. Don't swim.
As you were coming on the air, there was breaking news. New York City has a new health commissioner. What happened?
Right. Oxyris Barbeau, our existing health commissioner, resigned, and we have a new commissioner named Dave Chokshi. This was one of those things that was both very sudden but not unexpected. Dr. Barbeau had been, you know, the path forward for her had been unclear for some time now. She's been sidelined lately. She has not appeared. She had not appeared in a lot of press conferences, and the mayor had been going to other health officials to field questions on COVID. And today he said, you know, I got a resignation letter from her. Thanked her for her service to the city. Here's my new health commissioner. So, you know, there was a press conference and there were a lot of pointed questions. The clock started ticking on Dr. Barbeau, many people would say, when the mayor put the city's Health and Hospitals Corporation in charge of the city's contact tracing program, which normally is a function of the health department. And the mayor said, you know, I'm doing this at the time because we need to really scale up, and that's what Health and Hospitals does. It's a massive operation with a lot of arms, and it can wrap its arms around it much faster than, you know, than the health department, which has traditionally done contact tracing for more limited events. That require far fewer people. But that, you know, by a lot of reported accounts, was a blow to Dr. Barbeau. And then there was also some upset between her and the police department over PPE. So it's been, you know, it's been difficult and I think distracting for the health department and the mayor at this time. And in his press conference, he said today, you know, it became clear there's a need to move forward. And he cited a couple of challenges facing the city. You know, we're still in the middle of COVID. We're facing a possible second wave, and flu season is coming up. And so the mayor said, we have a lot of challenges ahead. We need an atmosphere of unity. So the Auxerre Barbeau era has ended, and the Dave Chokshi era has begun.
I'm speaking with Kate Hines, WNYC's planning editor. So, Kate, I don't know about you, but every one of our Zoom pitch meetings on my staff for a minute has to kind of goes off the rails, and those of us with kids start talking about school because it's just confusing and frustrating and terrifying. It's on top of mind for so many New Yorkers, especially we heard news this week, a school in Neanda had shut down in-person classes hours after the first day. Governor Cuomo and his staff, very critical of Mayor de Blasio's plan. They didn't call it a plan. One staffer called it an outline. Ouch. De Blasio responded to the criticism saying, I am past the point of irritation. I just focus on the work and I'm focused on the people I serve. So what is the status of the proposal?
Right. Well, I mean, this is kind of par for the course. You know, de Blasio does something, Cuomo undermines it. There's a little bit of sniping. Everyone gets distracted. At this point, I think I would be more alarmed if Cuomo didn't try to undermine de Blasio. So I think what happened was, just to put a bow on that last bit, plans were due last Friday. This is so funny because it's like your deadline in, like, you know, in a high school class or something. And the mayor was like, we submitted our plan at 5:05 p.m. because you didn't give me a due date. Like, Friday means Friday. And Cuomo was like, you mean I'm in close of business Friday. 5:05 is not close of business. The point is the plan is in. And the rough outlines of the plan are that New York City's threshold for reopening schools is a positivity rate below 3%, meaning fewer than 3% of people who test for COVID test positive. And right now we're hovering around 1% of, you know, COVID positivity rate in the city. So we've met that criteria. And the other part is, you know, it's the same thing the mayor has been saying. Students can expect to be in school 2 to 3 days a week with the rest of the time learning remotely. Families have until this Friday, August 7th, to decide if they want to go remote only. My understanding is there will only be a couple of on-ramps during, you know, the next few months. If you go remote only and then you want to change your mind and do in-person learning part of the time, as opposed to if you do in-person learning or you sign up to do in-person learning, you will be able to go remote only anytime after that. The other thing that the city has released is their plan for what to do if someone tests positive for COVID in the classroom. And the basic outline of that is if a student or a teacher tests positive during the school year, that class will be shut for 14 days. The city does not plan to close entire schools. You know, an entire building will only shut if the city's contact tracing program reveals a larger outbreak that looks like it has spread beyond the classroom.
This is to be continued. WNYC Planning Editor Kate Hines, thanks so much.
Thank you.